Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
It's the morning mess. We are Marty and Shannon. This is 95X. Look at Joe Stanley. You guy's a genius. We get a text message. Thank you very much, Joe Stanley. Excellent Wikipedia read on Anna Jarvis. See, you brought some good show content to the show this morning.
Listen, you never know what the History Channel is going to bring you.
That is awesome. And the history of how she came up with Mother's Day and lost everything, right?
Yes.
As you were saying. So thank you for that text. We appreciate it.
The quote, Anna said, a printed card means nothing except that you were too lazy to write to the woman who has done more for you than anyone in the world.
It's true. You know, and mom will always tell you, I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. Happy Mother's Day. Joe Stanley is here. This is a segment we do every Tuesday at this time. It's called Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. Now, we understand that legal situations happen, and we're so glad that we partnered with Joe Stanley. And he comes in and gives you, you know, free advice, basically, over the radio to tell you what direction you should go in. And Joe tells you point blank. If he can help you, he will. If he doesn't, then he can send you to someone who might be able to help you. He'll tell you situations where you might want to just go to small claims court and do it on your own, or when you really need a lawyer, right, to get involved, depending on the situation. So get your legal questions in right now. You can drop us a text, 315-629-9570, or give us a call, and you can talk to Joe and ask your question on the radio at 315-421-9595. Now, if you don't want to give your name, if you want to remain anonymous, you can do that too. Legal Tuesday brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. Contact Joe. And how can they do that, Joe?
Sure. Our website is stanleylawoffices.com. Our phone number is 1-800-608-3333. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Okay. Anonymous, please, because I know he's listening. 10 years ago, when the support order was put into place, my now ex-husband was not working. The judge still ordered him to pay $300 a month. He's receiving disability now, and he wants a reduction on support. Can they amend the order if he owes back money?
Well, they can't amend past whatever is past due. You should have already taken to judgment. I mean, there's ways to make sure your rights are protected if he hasn't been paying. So hopefully that was done. But they can't ever retroactively reduce payments. But they can if there's a change in circumstance that meets the criteria of the law, changes the future obligations. But you have to really make sure that you're doing something about the past awards if he hasn't paid them, because there's limits and times you have to convert them to judgments, and then you have to collect on them, because unless you send it to support collection, and that gets part of that process. But never can do anything retroactively, only prospectively, meaning into the future.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass here at 95X with Marty and Shannon. We do this every Tuesday morning. What's on your mind? I know you got some questions for Joe. Give us a call, 315-421-9595. You can also like us on Facebook. It's Marty and Shannon, 95X. Drop us a Facebook message. Again, if you don't want to give your name like the last question, you don't have to. Or drop us a text at 315-629-9570.
I bought a few DVDs off the street in Manhattan that looked like the originals, but I'm starting to think they're not. Is it illegal for me to have them?
Technically, it's illegal to sell them and to buy them, but I wouldn't worry about them. I don't think they'll enforce it and let you go and try and sell them yourself.
You got to be careful with a lot of that stuff that you're buying.
Yeah.
Usually the stuff on the streets of New York aren't legit, right?
Yeah, we'll say that. Well, that's the same deal. You know, people haven't asked that, but, you know, people are downloading movies now. I mean, first-run movies before they're even in the movie theaters. I have had people tell me they're doing that. Now, if you do enough of that, I mean, they can track you, and they can see, depending on the amount of usage you're getting or the sites that you're getting from, and they can come after you for that. That's one of those things you really want to be concerned about, especially if you are stealing a first-run movie before it even gets to the theaters. They are going to want to prevent that kind of
activity.
They're going
to want to make an example of you.
Yes.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday with the Morning Mess and 95X. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe one more time. Joe, how can I contact you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Phone number is 1-800-608-3333, and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
You're on with Joe Stanley. What's your question?
Well, I'm actually going through a divorce at the time, and it's amicable. We agree on everything. Talked about paperwork, splitting of, you know, marital assets and everything. My only question is I'm going through the paperwork, is there a way for me not to have her served? Because if we're both sitting there filling out the paperwork, can't she just sign the affidavit of service saying that she was served because she's sitting right there filling out the paperwork?
Well, there is a process in New York that you can serve an serve a summons and complaint by mail. I mean, and that would be the easiest way to do it. I mean, do you guys have a lawyer?
No, it's all amicable. So we didn't think we needed one just because I already got the paperwork for it. And
so you are doing this. You're gonna come to an agreement and file, try to do all the paperwork yourself in Supreme Court of whatever county you live in, presumably Onondaga County. You're gonna,
correct.
Okay. You need to, if you've got a cookbook to follow, you should follow it. I mean, I can tell you that you could sign the affidavit. I'm not sure what you mean by signing the affidavit of service. You can sign a receipt of a service of a summons complaint. There's a process for everything in the legal business. My advice to you is that it an uncontested no fault divorce now. It lawyers do it for a relatively inexpensive amount of money, and I think you're better off making sure it gets done right rather than doing it on your own. That's just my advice, because things can and will come up that you didn't think about
or change.
And then after you, if you do the divorce and then something comes up or you didn't consider it, it's problematical. And it's worth just consulting a lawyer, shopping around, because there's a lot of, in your situation, it's not expensive and they can make sure everything gets done right.
I don't know if this is, this is a question for you, Joe. Would they be able to write up whatever they got, their agreement, and maybe go see a lawyer together to...
Well, that would be part of the
is that
process.
What you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you have assets, and so you want to make sure that everyone is protected and that it's done right. And
well,
I don't.
There really are no assets.
Okay, so if you don't have any assets, so you're really just you're just getting divorced. I mean,
just paperwork.
Okay, so you don't.
We agree on everything. There's really no marital assets to divide. Her and I still talk from time to time. Not anything serious.
Well, you can try it. I mean, there's filing fees and everything you're going to have to pay to do. And if you follow the rules the way that the cookbook tells you and you do the paperwork, it should be okay. I'm just always tell people that you're better off. I wouldn't do it myself. If I was going to be in that situation, I would hire somebody, even though I'm a lawyer, because there are some things you just don't know. But in your situation, if it's basically simple, you go ahead and do it. You don't own anything. Nobody wants any maintenance, which means support. You should be able to do it.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Your time.
Awesome,
thank
man.
You.
Good luck, buddy.
Keep me posted. And let me know how it goes.
I'll give you a call and talk to you on the side, because you actually might know one of the two of the parties involved. So.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Yeah, reach out to Joe. Thanks. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, you can reach out to Joe Stanley, too. The segment, Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe, because a lot of people might not feel comfortable to put their business out on the radio. We get that, right? So you can contact Joe at the office.
Sure. It's 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Let's see here. Last chance to call. I know we got a text. Let's see if we can take this one. Did you have a question for Joe this morning?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's your question?
I want to have a question about the SAFE Act.
State okay. tax, okay, yeah.
SAFE Act, yeah.
Oh, SAFE Act. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wanted to know, I've been told from people who are not in the legal field, that if you're in your house and an intruder comes into your house, that you are required to flee within your own house so you're basically backed into a corner before you can shoot them.
Well,
and I find that a little absurd.
Whoever told you that, they need to go back to law school.
Well, no, these weren't lawyers. These were just...
No, I'm just kidding. They're not right. Actually, New York has a pretty peculiar rule on that. If anybody is in your house, if they're in your house, you can use deadly force, even though you're not in fear for your life if they enter into your home. Most states, you can use what's reasonable force. New York, you have a right to use deadly force.
Hot damn.
And so you don't have to flee. I wouldn't recommend using deadly force unless you had to, but New York does give you a presumption that if someone invades your house, you can use deadly force. So it's just almost the opposite of
but
what
people. But they have to go in your house. It can't be like in your driveway.
Right, yeah. It can't be outside.
Well, you can drag them. I mean, never mind.
Those kind of situations come up, believe it or not. But yes, you have the right to use deadly force under our rules if it's in your house.
That makes a lot more sense.
There you go.
Yes, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Who knows? Yeah. Joe Thank knows.
All right, we got a text here and we're running out of time. So, okay.
Really quick, can I use my security deposit as my last month rent?
If your landlord agrees, the process is, assuming you have a lease, that's not how it works. I mean, you pay the rent and then you get your money back when you leave because the security deposit secures the damage for when you leave. So that has to be an agreement by the landlord.
One more quick question onto that real quick, because people have asked this question before when you're not here. When you put a security deposit in, is it like, say you got to pay, I'll throw an easy number out there. Say it's like $500, right? And you put the security deposit down $500. When you move out 5 years later, are you supposed to get more than that $500?
Well, you're supposed to get interest.
You're supposed to, if they have a certain number of rentals, it has to go into an interest-bearing account. Yes.
So it's only based on that though, right? Certain amount of rentals?
Well, yeah. No, the size. If it's if you're just renting only one place, you know, you live gotcha. There or whatever, it's just got to do with size. But okay. Once you reach that threshold, yeah, it's supposed to be kept in a separate interest-bearing account.
Gotcha.
Okay, I won't say the name of the business, but a local car detailer scratched my whole car with a dirty rag drying it. They now say they didn't do it. Is there anything I can do about it? It's a 2016 car. I bought it 2 weeks before getting it cleaned. This happened actually to one of Marty's friends. Same place. Dirty. This is. I remember his friend being seeing. He's like showing us the scratches. Like he's like, you know, never let them dry your car.
Well, don't they have a sign that says they're not responsible for that
well,
stuff?
Yeah,
does
that
cover them?
Mean,
no. Okay,
gotcha. That doesn't cover anything. Even that would only be something that somebody did outside of their control. If somebody has a rag that's dirty and it scratches up your car, they're responsible for it. I'd get an estimate. Go to a place to see how much it costs to get rubbed out or whatever it is. Send it to them by mail. If they don't honor it, small claims court.
There you go.
One of my officer buddies, Shannon knows who I'm talking about, ask him about car washes and having his mirror ripped off.
Oh.
Now that happens. That happens all the time. And that's one of those things they're going to say, you do at your own risk. But I still say that's their responsibility because they know there's a problem.
Because you know that it's a risk that it happens. Do something to take care of it.
Right. They know it's a problem. He said they screwed up
because they didn't push the mirrors in. And, you know, by the time he was going to roll his window down and do it, he was already heading through. But normally they'll push your mirrors in on your truck.
Yeah, well,
right?
They know there's problems with the machines. They're like everything else. They get
That's
out
why
of
we
whack.
Have more and more laser washes.
You know what we tried one time? I probably shouldn't tell a lawyer this.
Uh-oh.
We put someone on top of the vehicle and went through a car wash.
Yeah,
we actually did that. It was
don't
awesome.
Do that, by the way.
Yeah, no, don't do that. That doesn't sound like a good piece of... If you're going to do crazy stuff, that doesn't even sound like that much fun.
No.
It really doesn't sound like that much fun.
No, want to try it sometime, Joe?
No.
Do we have any interns?
How many beers did you have or whatever? No,
it was just we were doing a morning show and we just showed up.
You just did it?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, he did it. We just encouraged it. Yeah.
Okay,
we encouraged it.
Encouraging this person was, hey, wouldn't it be funny if you got on top of the van and went through the car? Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not who you're thinking. I was thinking that too. Joe Stanley is here every Tuesday, Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. Great questions today. Feel free to hit us up. You can always ask a question. We can relay that to Joe. And again, don't go it alone. Contact Joe. And one more time, how can they reach you at the Stanley Law Office, Joe?
Sure, StanleyLawOffices.com, 1-800-608-3333, and my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Have a great day. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.